Well, good morning. It is 6:22 a.m. on Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. And that's finally feeling, 2023 is starting to finally feel settled. It only took 3 months, but here we are. 45 degrees, which is just over 7 degrees Celsius. 85% humidity. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Procast, y'all. No big hair dude on the streetcar this morning. I think big hair dude sightings are going to be like the alpaca report from the Cheyenne walks. For those of you who are recently tuning in to this bizarre audio journal, when I was living with my dad in Cheyenne, the morning walk would include how many of his alpacas were... don't try and cross against the light, dude. There's traffic. You will die. I would report how many of the... alpacas were cushed. Cushed being the term for when alpacas are laying down on all four legs. So I would give the alpaca report of the morning. I think we've reached the point now where I can include big hair dude sightings as a metric for the day. God. Why not? God, gorgeous day yesterday. They'd said there was going to be rain, but there wasn't. It was sunshiny, hit 60 again. I really need to start working on my patio garden, my deck of dreams plans to start that going, because the weather's starting to turn. All the trees are starting to lean into that, preparing to bud. Apparently the cherry blossoms down under the Burnside Bridge, there's a whole park there of cherry trees. Apparently they're starting to bloom. So I'm going to need to make my way there at some point just to experience that. So maybe next week. We shall see. So yesterday, something very sweet happened that it still makes me smile. So I was coming back from breakfast with Christy, which was awesome, by the way. Reconnecting with her and God, what she's doing. She works in an educational software firm. But this is high level stuff. This is like for universities, massive installations of technology to facilitate the whole running and processing of universities and academies all over the world. So she's plugged into tech, at least from a verbal standpoint, from an awareness standpoint. She doesn't code, but she knows what the software can do. And apparently, plagiarism used to be a big issue in academia. People going online and finding papers on various topics and submitting them as their own. Now we have AI. The chat bots and all of that stuff. Now we have students having AI write their papers. This is the world we're living in now. And now there are AIs being generated to detect AI-generated content. expressly for the purpose of identifying, it's not plagiarism anymore, but what do you call that when you have an AI do your term paper for you or whatever? But now we have AIs sniffing for AIs. We are this close to Skynet and the Terminator. I swear to God, the singularity approacheth. Gird thyself, for it is coming. But she's all over that. It's fascinating to hear her talk about it and how she's, she of course personalizes it because it's her career. Powell's. Morning. So it's this wonderful multi-layered exploration of technology in the context of a very specific objective and of course her very specific careers, choices as in her career. So it was a great breakfast. But I was coming back from that and I got a text from Muse saying that she was going to be looking for beach houses during my birthday weekend. And that baffled me on many levels. Because first of all, my birthday weekend isn't until the end of August. And it seemed like this is a little far out to be warning me that she's going to be doing things during my birthday weekend. And it took a couple back and forths to realize that I had completely misinterpreted what she had written. She had written that she was looking for beach houses for my birthday weekend. Not for as in during, but with the expressed intent of holding a birthday celebration at a beach house. And I was struck and overwhelmed for a moment at the sweetness of that gesture. To have someone out of the blue, unprompted, say, let's do this for your birthday. That's anyway, it was incredibly sweet. And so we talked about it a little bit. It's like, yeah, I mean, it is the 60th. It is kind of a big deal. And I was wondering what I was going to do to celebrate that. So the plan is that we're going to find a beach house somewhere for the weekend, for my birthday weekend, and figure out, costs for food and blah, blah, blah. And it just open invitation. Whoever wants to come, we'll figure out what costs are and how many rooms we've got and how many beds and blah, blah, blah. And we'll parse it out so that, costs are covered. But what a great way to spend my 60th. So I don't know if there's anyone out there listening to this who has the means and the time, because holy crap, end of August, I know. And holy crap, flying or driving to the Portland coast or to the Oregon coast is a huge undertaking, but it's going to be an open invitation, which I think is very fitting for my 60th. Especially given the turn of events that has come about with my move out here and all the amazing things that are happening and unfolding with this move. But that was so sweet. I was literally just struck mute for a little bit at the thoughtfulness of that gesture. So, yeah. So, today is going to be one of the most polyamorous days I've had since I've stepped into this particular lifestyle orientation of polyamory and ethical non-monogamy. So, today I have a lunch date with Muse, and I have an evening date with Allie on the same day. And I swear to God, that is not bragging. That is, good morning.
Good morning.
That is just being utterly overwhelmed by what my life has become. And to be clear, Allie and Muse both know about each other's dates. This is not a problem. This is, and that's part of the strangeness, the wonderfulness of this, is that they're both cool with it. They're both happy about it. And it's okay. And I'm still subject to the old programming of monogamy and fidelity that, honestly, that makes me a little uncomfortable. In fact, I almost said no when Muse asked if she wanted to have lunch because of that. And I realized that if I said no, I would be, you know, if the only reason I said no was because I didn't want to, on some bizarre monogamous level, betray or be unfaithful to Allie, that I was missing the point. And that is the only reason that I would say no. Say no to a lunch to Muse with Muse. And so, in spite of the fact that it made me a little uncomfortable, and I talked to both Allie and Muse about that, and they're both so supportive and understanding and nurturing and saying, it's okay, we're good. Allie asks all the questions. God, she asks great questions. And really kind of helps me clarify what I'm thinking and feeling. And it also clarifies for her, because she doesn't know me that well. So she's trying to figure out, you know, what are my particular pathologies on the subject? And I don't blame her. But, yeah. So, going to be an interesting day in the best possible interpretation of the word. Going to be a little hard to stay focused on work until then, but I'll be okay. I'll get stuff done. My life, what is it? It's fabulous is what it is. Anyway, I am so deep into Jameson Square right now. Should wrap this up. It is Thursday, it is Friday Eve. So the weekend looms on the horizon, which is always exciting. I'm actually going to the Oregon coast. We're going to celebrate Muse's birthday over the weekend. So I'll be offline as of Friday afternoon. So, but yeah, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. I hope, oh goodness, what do I hope? I hope you are startled by something. I hope you were confronted with the opportunity to look at an old paradigm, an old prejudice or preconception, and that you were given an opportunity to examine it and look at it for what it is and see if it's still relevant. if it's still germane to who and what you are and what you want. That's growth, right? That's personal evolution. So yeah, I hope you get that chance. But however it goes down, just hold tight to the words of Zigzag Claiborne, who continues to write the words, Flowmaster wordsmith that he is. And heed his wisdom of, despite everything, create. Create opportunities for yourself. Create a smile on someone else's face. Create a sandwich. It doesn't matter. Just make something and own that creation. And love fearlessly, because you just don't know where that commitment is going to take you. Usually to someplace truly remarkable. And I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon. Mm.